Have you made a New Year's resolution but don't know how to make it a reality? You've downloaded the right show. Today we discuss goal setting and making this the last year for that New Year's weight loss resolution. This is episode number 51 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to show number 51. Now, today's show is going to be just a single topic show, but it will be the most important show of this year. Now, this show will truly determine if you will succeed in your weight loss and fitness goals this year or not. We suggest that you listen to this show a couple of times during the next year to refresh your knowledge and make sure that you are staying on track.
Now, you can listen to all of our shows and know all of the information that we've provided you off by heart. You could go to school and study nutrition and become a dietitian. You could even become a certified personal trainer. You could get a bachelor's degree in physical education or even become a world-class coach for professional athletes. None of this will get you in shape, lower your body fat percentage, improve your cardiovascular fitness, or make you one iota healthier. The good old saying that says, knowledge is power, isn't exactly right. Knowledge is only potential power. You somehow have to become motivated to put into practice all of your knowledge. And it's not just for 1 or 2 days. You have to figure out how to keep yourself motivated for the long term.
Today we are going to cover how to set, maintain, and use powerful goals. Even if you have no idea about nutrition or exercise at this point, it doesn't matter at all. If you set powerful goals that you can achieve, everything will fall into place. If your goal is weight loss and you go through all the steps that we are about to outline here, everything will fall into place.
It doesn't work the other way around, though. We know that we have thousands of people who listen to Fat to Fit Radio every week and have learned a ton of information, but are getting no results because they have the knowledge, but just can't seem to get the action portion going.
So here are our thoughts about New Year's resolution. Almost all people create some sort of New Year's resolution every year, but probably 99% of those resolutions fail within a few days or weeks. It's not that setting a New Year's resolution is bad, it's just that people do it all the wrong way. And this pretty much guarantees that they will fail.
Most people have created and failed in New Year's resolutions year after year, but they continue to do it year after year. They say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So this year, we want to do it right. We're not going to teach you how to make careless and trivial New Year's resolutions. We're going to teach you how to make a series of realistic and attainable goals along the way to motivate you and to make sure that you can achieve them. Goal setting the proper way has been scientifically proven to work. Here are two of the most famous studies.
Right, the first one was done in 1953 at Yale University. It was done on graduates there, and they asked, do you have a clear, specific set of goals with a written plan for their achievement? And the answer to that was less than 3% answered yes. So they went and asked those same people, those who were still around, 20 years later in 1973, and those 3% that answered yes to they had a written plan for their achievement of those goals were worth more than the other 97% of the class combined. That's very powerful.
Now, that is the most powerful study, but here's another study that's a little bit more recent, and it was a 10-year Harvard Business School study from 1979 to 1989, and they asked the graduating class, have you set clear written goals for your future and plans to accomplish them? Again, like the last study, only 3% of people had. 13% had goals, but not in writing, and 84% had no specific goals at all. 10 years later, they interviewed the same people. The 13% of people who had goals, but not in writing, were averaging twice as much income as the 84% who had no goals. The 3% who had clear written goals were averaging more than 10 times the income of the other 97%. So these are two different studies from different schools, long-term studies, and they clearly show that if you have goals and a plan to accomplish them, people do way better than people who are just floundering around hoping for success.
All right, so now let's take a look at our overall beliefs about goal setting. And the first one is, and this is the catchy one, if you don't plan, plan to fail. People of greatness don't just happen to do great things by accident. You can't just hope to stumble aimlessly through life and achieve great things. You have to plan those things out.
Our second belief is that goals must be measurable. If you can't measure it, you can't improve it. So how would you know that you're on track without being able to measure your results? For example, don't just say that you're going to eat a little less. Be specific. What are you going to eat? How many calories, etc.?
The third one is you must set small goals that are easily attainable. If your goal is to do a journey of 1,000 miles, most people would give up before they started. If you set daily goals of 1 mile that's easily attainable, you would have 1,000 times more successes. You also have 1,000 times more chances to improve your results.
Our fourth belief is that you must have a deadline. Just saying that you want to get in shape will never work because there is no pressing time frame. If you don't have any sort of deadline, the deadline really is sometime before you die. It's just human nature to drag things out and then work hard right before a deadline. With lots of short-term deadlines, you'll always have that little bit of extra pressure.
And the fifth one here is goals must be reviewed daily. You always want them to be in the forefront of your mind every day. Almost every organization has a set of goals or a mission statement of some kind, but almost nobody in any of these organizations actually knows what they are. They're usually looked at once every year or two when they're updated, but they have no impact on day-to-day activities. How many people use the excuse every year that they stopped doing their New Year's resolution because they simply forgot about it?
Now, the next section are the reasons that resolutions fail. And the first main reason is because there is no emotional commitment. So what personal reason will keep you from eating that donut when you're tempted and hungry? Or when you've had that long day at work and you're really tired, what is really going to get you to go to the gym? The most important one for weight loss is what would happen if you don't lose the weight? You must come up with a list of emotional and powerful reasons that are specific to you. If you really don't care, you won't be motivated to do something. So for example, what will happen if you don't lose some weight and get into shape? Well, you could continue to feel ashamed when you see yourself in the mirror. You could be embarrassed when you run into people that you haven't seen for years, you know, before you gained the weight. Or will you start to suffer from all of the ailments and diseases associated with being overweight? Now, just thinking here, statistically speaking, given that most of our audience needs to drop some extra weight, there are most likely people who listened to our goal-setting show last year who are not with us this year because they have died from heart attacks, diabetes, or some other obesity-related disease. Now, this has to be emotionally motivating for people. Who does not want to live longer and healthier for the rest of their life?
All right, the second reason why resolutions often fail is they're bad goals. They're unrealistic expectations. Now, say you were trying to quit smoking. The fact is that most people try to quit 4 more times before they actually quit. So not having an idea of all the different types of techniques that you could use to quit smoking will definitely lead you to failure. Also, say if you want to lose an unrealistic amount of weight in a very short period, you know, we talk about a safe weight loss, 1 to 2 pounds a week is a maximum that you want to lose. But a lot of people will say, okay, I want to lose 5 pounds in a week. So, you know, that's not a healthy way, and you're bound and determined to fail if you think that way. Another one here is setting unachievable goals, and that will negate any optimism. If you go in saying, oh, I'm gonna lose the weight, and again, and say in a really short period of time, there's no way you can attain that. New Year's goals create an optimism in your mind. You're thinking long-term here. You're thinking the best thoughts, and that will just be totally destroyed when you don't achieve that goal because it was not attainable to begin with. All right, another one here is being unclear in your goal. For example, you just want to resolve to lose weight. Without a clear weight and end date in mind, it's likely that you're not going to achieve that goal. Another great one here when people set goals is maybe to get out of debt, but they don't make any lifestyle changes or cut spending, there's no way that you're going to get out of that debt. That's a big topic here in this economy we're in right now. And maybe another one is a real simple one. You want to spend more time with your family, but without cutting out other activities that are taking your time away from your family, there's no way that you're going to achieve that goal. It's unrealistic. So just a few of those bad goals that you might be thinking about making this year.
And the third main reason why resolutions are not successful is because most people do not have a plan. Now, this current craze of new age thinking is not helping people either. all of the current self-help gurus peddle a lot of the same stuff in different packages. Now, this is everyone from Brian Tracy to Tony Robbins to books like The Secret. They teach you that as long as you truly believe something, it will happen. If you truly, truly believe that you will win the lottery, it will happen. As long as you have the true intention and belief, the universe will somehow provide for you. You just have to rely on this belief, and this will be enough to attract everything that you want. The problem is, everyone will eventually realize this is all just crap. Having a belief that you will succeed is great, and it is necessary, but you have to get off your butt and make it happen by creating and then following steps that you know will make it succeed. Don't hope to lose weight. You will not be visited by the weight loss fairy in the middle of the night. Do the things that you know will work. So the bottom line is, you will not succeed without a plan. You will not succeed without action and consistency.
All right, now we're going to talk about setting a resolution or a goal. And first part here, people are not perfect. You need to set goals that can be achieved by not always being perfect. That's number one. And next, all goals must be written down and reviewed and possibly refined. You know, you're not going to always get exactly, you know, your goal in the minutest detail right off the bat. You might just try to refine a little bit as you go along and change it. But they should also be in a visible place that you will see them every single day so you do not forget about them.
So in general, all of your goals need to have three things: what, when, and how. So don't set your goals too high, but don't make them too easy either. For most people, setting a 1 pound weight loss goal per week is achievable, and over a couple of months, it becomes impressive. The more hows you have, the more likely you will be to accomplish your goal. So here's an example. So this would be a good goal. What is your goal? I will lose 30 pounds. When? In 30 weeks, ending June 28th, 2009. How? I will accomplish this by learning about weight loss and fitness through books and through the Fat to Fit Radio podcast, eating 300 calories per day below my maintenance level, exercising an average of 300 calories extra per day, eating 5 to 6 small meals during the day, preparing most of my meals in advance, eating more of those negative calorie foods, eating a lean protein with every meal, making sure that I continue to be motivated from my support group along the way, etc., etc. The more hows that you have in your goal, the more likely it will be that you can accomplish it.
All right, and to accomplish that goal, you're going to want to break it down. You should have a long-term goal, some medium-term, and then some short-term, really those everyday goals. And so that one-year goal, you should say, you know, what do you want to accomplish by the end of the year? You'd like a 50-pound weight loss or 10% less body fat, or maybe you just want to fit in a one-size smaller clothing by the end of the year. But don't forget also, again, not that last one, but the clothing, those non-scale goals, such as fitting into your clothes or fitting into an airplane seat very comfortably without having to put the arms up, or walking up a flight of stairs without being out of breath. You know, those are non-weight goals that everyone should have as well. So how much can you expect to lose? Now, we've always talked on the show here, 1 to 2 pounds per week is safe, or it's about 1% of your weight. That's a safe number. You may have one of those weeks where you go above that, and that's fine. But in general, if you're losing weight too fast, your body's going to reject that diet, and you're going to be just having those cravings again. Okay, and you're going to want to look up your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, and that number is the number of calories that if you're, say, in bed all the time, you're not active at all, that's the base number of calories that your body needs to survive. And that's the number, minimum number of calories you should ever eat. You know, you shouldn't go below that basal metabolic rate. And Jeff made a great post over at the website. We'll have a link in the show notes here for show number 51. You can find out what your basal metabolic rate is, and that will help you find out how many calories you should be eating now and for your goal weight. And you can figure out, based on your activity, how many calories you should be eating to lose that weight.
The one-year goals are really good for the big picture, but they're not as motivating as the shorter-term goals. So the next series of goals that you should be setting are your 3-month goals. You can make huge improvements over 3 months, and most fitness programs are designed for the 3 to 4 month range. So one of the popular programs that I just saw on TV was called the Power 90. And this is a home workout plan that is a 90-day plan. Even the Body for Life program is a four-month program where you can compete in body transformation competitions every 120 days. So in 3 to 4 months, you can have drastic changes that everyone can notice. So in this time frame, you can do goals like 2 inches off your waist or 2 dress sizes smaller or even 50% farther distance in a cycling workout. Now, these are more powerful because of the time constraint. So make them challenging, but something that you can achieve in about 90 days.
All right, the last type of goal here is a short-term goal, either weekly or daily. And these are my favorite because these make or break your goals and your resolutions. Okay, these are the most powerful because you're not always going to make every single one of them. You can fail a little goal, but not fail in the 3 month or the 1 year goal. You know, every day is a new chance. Every day is a new set of goals. And that's extremely powerful to me. Also, planning, scheduling are important here. You should get yourself a calendar and write down what you're going to be doing and then check off. When you do it, you check right off. You know, I'm using an iPhone app here to do my daily goals, and it's so easy to do, and you can always remember to do it. You don't set daily weight loss goals, though. Set eating and exercise goals, and the weight loss goals will take care of themselves if you do those two, eating and exercise. All right, and this is my favorite one here, the last one. Making lunches ahead of time. You making your meals, planning your meals ahead of time, there's nothing that will derail your weight loss goal, your resolution, more than if you don't plan your meals. If you walk out of the house with no idea what you're going to eat that day, I will guarantee you're going to go off of your planned meals. You're going to eat more calories than you plan to, and that's going to make you fail that goal for the day. And too many of those, and boy, you're getting into a place where you may fail that goal overall.
That's right. We can't stress enough just how important these daily goals are. This is how you truly succeed, by doing these small little things on a daily basis that over time gets you to be successful. And like we said, you're not just going to say my goal today is to lose weight. Have specific actionable things that you will do that will make you accomplish that. You know, what are you going to eat? What are you going to do for exercise? Now, just some final tips and thoughts about goal setting. Worry is the absolute opposite of constructive goal setting. It's negative thinking instead of positive. If you think about it, if you are someone who worries, you visualize the worst that could happen, you get emotionally involved with what you're imagining, and this keeps you from being motivated to do anything. If your goal is to walk a tightrope and all you do is worry about falling off and hurting yourself, you're going to most likely fall. If, on the other hand, you focus on the feelings of making it, you will do so much better. So if you're always thinking about, yes, I have now succeeded and I'm fitting in smaller clothing and I'm feeling happy about myself, and you always keep in that positive, you're going to have a lot easier time with your goals.
The second set of tips here is actually from about.com, and we'll have a link in the show notes where you can take a look at it. But here's just a couple of the highlights here. This is one of my favorite ones from last year. I really took this one to heart. Willpower won't work. Willpower is for short-term success. It's for, you know, not taking that brownie on the counter at the office, or it's for not eating that extra, you know, portion of food. It's not for long-term weight loss. It's for that one short-term thing that you want to stop doing. Long-term success requires planning, discipline, and finding ways to motivate yourself every day. Two, motivation will not happen magically. What motivates you will change from day to day. You have to recommit to your goals each day, tweak them to fit changes in your lifestyle and attitude, and find new ways to motivate yourself over the course of your life. And number three from the list at about.com, you will not always want to exercise and eat healthy. Even the most committed exerciser doesn't always want to do it. Know that you will have to work on it every single day.
And some final points here. Focus on what you want on a daily basis, not on what you don't want. You want to live the life that you want, and you will slowly get there. If you believe that you are already that thin person and live that life of the thinner person, you can't help but get there. So don't say, I hope that I lose weight, or I don't want to be fat, or I hate the way my clothes fit. Instead, flip it around to the positive and say things like, I'm getting leaner every day. I'm 100% responsible for my results. I am responsible for what I put in my mouth. I am a thin and fit person, and I'm going to exercise today because that is what thinner and fitter people do.
So we've entitled this show the most important show of the year, and that's just how powerful the goals are. Without goals, you have no way of measuring your success, or whether you are achieving any change in your life. And so because of that, it's so important to write these things down. And I know it's my favorite show also, because it reminds me of all those things that I want to do with my life, all those things that I say that I want to change about me. And it reminds me to write them down as well, put them on the board, and get them known. So at the end of the year, you can say, yes, I've achieved those things.
This reminds me of a Tony Robbins program that I had. And part of the program was about goal setting. And when you're listening to the tapes, he said, okay, stop the tape now and then start writing down your goals. And of course, I just listened through like most people do. And 5 or 10 seconds later, it says, okay, now really turn off the tape. I know you're still playing it. Turn it off. And of course, I listened, and a couple seconds later, no, seriously, turn off the tape and do your goals. So he understood that people are really good at listening to things, but they have a very hard time actually putting it into practice. So if you really want to be successful this year, you have to really do this. Even if you just kind of have in the back of your mind, yeah, I'm going to lose some weight or whatever. If you really, truly want to be successful, actually do all the stuff that we said. That is the most important thing here.
All right, it's going to do it for our resolution and goal setting section. You have a lot to think about there, so we're not going to have any homework this week. Also, no recipe. But Jeff, what is our motivational quote for the week?
The quote comes from Brian Tracy. Character is the ability to follow through with a resolution after the enthusiasm of which the resolution has been made has passed. It is not what you learn that is decisive for your future. It is whether or not you can put your head down and discipline yourself to pay the price over and over until you finally obtain your objective.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for downloading. And all those show notes are over at fat2fitradio.com, show number 51. And we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.
Jeff, you're my weight loss fairy.
Always been known as a fairy.